Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the MM Forgings Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Annamalai Jayaraj from Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Lizan. Welcome to MM Forgings Limited 1Q FY24 post-results conference call hosted by B&K Securities. From MM Forgings Limited management, we have with us today Mr. Vijayashankar Krishnan, Vice Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Venkata Krishnan, Chief Financial Officer. We will start with the opening remarks by Mr. Vijayashankar Krishnan, to be followed by question-and-answer session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Jayaraj. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to MM Forgings' conference for Q1 FY24 results. Last quarter, we have achieved sales of 19,400 tons, and production levels have also been similar. We've also posted 372 crore of overall sales, and EBITDA close to 18% levels, so 18.5% on sales. We see the domestic market going from strength to strength, and we also see export markets remaining slightly moribund. Not that there is a fall in growth, but we expect the markets to be largely static as we go forward. Our product development launch portfolio continues to remain strong, and we expect this to bolster our sales in the months to come. So with these few words, I would like to throw the house open for questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question-and-answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Jay Shah from Capital PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, congratulations, sir, for a good set of numbers. Sir, can you throw some more light on what is the product development team working on? I mean, is it on the EV segment? Is it on the passenger vehicle segment? Or are we trying to gain more market share with our European and U.S. customers in the current portfolio? Because we hear from a lot of your peers also that there is a lot of demand from European customers given the manufacturing crisis there. If you could throw some light on that.
Yeah. So several parts to your question. First, let me address the product portfolio. Largely, the product portfolio for this year will center on the CV side, and that largely pertaining to the Indian market. Towards the second half of FY25, we will start focusing on the CV market as well, and products are being launched for those markets. So both these will help bolster the company's efforts. Plus, also products across the board, the spectrum for tractors. So these are the products that we have in mind.
Okay. So and.
Sorry, exports are concerned.
I didn't think. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't address your exports question. Sorry, exports are concerned. We see a significant change, at least in the mindset of European suppliers, the European customers. They increasingly are wanting to move away from China. The trend is very clearly seen in American customers. In European customers also, the attitudes and the change has become. So we see a lot of opportunity there also. It will take some time to translate, but we are sure that it will come.
Absolutely. Got it, sir. So even on the European customers, is it more focused towards the commercial vehicle side, or it's a holistic approach that they are also taking, be it passenger vehicles or commercial vehicles?
Across both, that's where our customers are present, but predominantly CV-based.
Okay. And how is the CV pipeline looking like, sir? Because even in the Indian scenario, it is said that CV vehicles might have a flattish growth given last year the base was very high. So are you still confident of achieving the 1800 to 2000 crore top line that we had guided last year for
2024? It will be more towards the lesser end of that range. 1800 would be kind of will work for that, and I don't see us doing 2000 in this year.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
And all the best, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Deepak Podar from Sapphire Capital. Please. Mr. Podar, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Okay, thank you very much, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, first up, I just wanted to understand, now this 1800 crores now we are talking about, so what is the risk that we see in that 1800 crores that it can be revised further downwards? So what sort of risk we see in that revenue outlook? Hello.
Oh, sorry. I was on mute.
Hello?
Sorry, my phone went to mute accidentally.
Yeah. You're not audible, yeah. Sir.
Yeah. So I expect, if my export markets are pretty sluggish and domestic markets don't take off in H2, then we would see a downward revision to about 1700.
Okay. Okay, so if things, if the second half doesn't pick up for us or the export market remains sluggish, then it can go, downside risk would be towards 1700 crores, right? Okay, understood, fair enough. And in terms of EBITDA per ton, how do we see EBITDA per ton, on a steady state range?
Over a period of time, it will be flattish. It will be at these levels. Sustaining these levels would be a decent...
current level, so around 35,000 rupees per ton, would that be for the entire year EBITDA per ton?
Correct. We could take that as a broad number.
Okay, understood. And then finally, on your margins, earlier we were I think in the recent interview as well, we were talking about 19% kind of EBITDA margin, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we remain stay put on that?
We remain reasonably on track for that.
Okay, fair enough, I understood. Yep, that's it from my side, sir. All the very best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Janesh Sapani from Navishai Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, is my voice audible?
So, yes, hello. Please proceed.
So, what is the demand scenario in US and Europe, especially for heavy commercial vehicle like Class 8 or Class 7 and... there are some norms like BS7 and all those things going on in America. So can you please throw some light on it?
I've not heard anything from my customers on BS7 yet. But we see 23 and 24 to be reasonably flattish years from our discussions with customers in US. This is with regard to existing businesses. But however, as new businesses come in because of their... wanting to have broad-based air sourcing. In America, the trend is very clear. People do not want to invest further in China. For them, almost the China story is over. So it will take some time for that to shift to us in terms of business, but it will come. I'm very, very sure about it. Similarly, Europe also is now starting to realize the pitfalls of having node over there. So both the economies will be positive for MM Forgings and for India.
Okay, sir. And
Class 8 trucks, sorry, I didn't answer that part of the question.
Yes, sir.
Europe will be sluggish, but generally range bound. US also will be range bound up to about September of 2024.
Okay, sir. And on the machining side, if I come, so how much we have 4 machining lines as shown in your website. So how much is the machining capacity? And it is said that the Junker is the gold standard in the industry for machining line. So machining, so which machines do we possess? And can you please throw some light on your machining capacity?
Sorry, can you please elaborate which is considered gold standard?
Junker machines.
Junker, oh, okay.
Yeah. So we have 4 machining lines, so how much of them are of gold standard or which standard, or how much of them are Junker, and what is the capacity of all the 4 lines?
I don't know where you got this info of 4 lines. We have n number of lines all over the company, probably running into about 50, 60 lines all over. So,
okay.
Mm-hmm. The Junker machines that you're talking about is probably related with crankshafts. I'm making a guess. That's a very popular name in the industry. No doubt it's considered top of the breed. But we are also, what we are investing in is nothing less in terms of ability or in terms of capability. So we are also investing in when we look at crankshaft line, in top of the breed machines. I would not like to go into the specifics here. That's not the forum for it. But we are investing in lines that are, have invested, continuing to invest in lines that are state of the art. Our customers are very happy with our machine selection, and it is all done with their explicit approval.
Okay, and sir, the total machining capacity for crankshaft, can you please elaborate? Capacity.
Right now, we stand at about 40 to 45,000 cranks per year.
Okay.
And we are utilizing about 32 of that.
Okay, sir. Got it. And sir, and
we'll be increasing it to 50K cranks in the next few weeks. And also, our utilization will go up to around 40.
Perfect, sir. And sir, in the coming couple of years, which segment do you feel or the company feels would be bullish for the entire like forging industry, or for, especially for your company?
I would say CV sector and passenger trucks. India as a market will be very bullish. There may be blips on the way. There may be a few quarters or a year here or there that is not here or there. Few quarters here and there that could be kind of bucking the trend, but India I would expect to be very, very, very bullish. Reason is as follows. We are somewhat close to a $4 trillion economy. As we move towards 5, 7, and 10, which is I think a secular trend, only a question of how fast or how slow we achieve it. Definitely the CV, the auto market and the forgings market in India has to improve considerably.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Chirag Shah from White Pine. Please go ahead. Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Chirag Shah. So there's a lot of disturbance
Hello?
From your line. Yes, sir. Please proceed.
I hope I'm audible.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Sir, first a suggestion, sir. If you can give your guidance in terms of tonnage sales rather than revenue, it would be helpful, simply because your revenue number will change based on how raw material prices behave, given the pass-through nature of that. So that would be a suggestion. And also, the second day, just a general observation I had, I was looking at your historical commentary since F22. I see something very interesting that you start a year with a much positive tone and developments don't play out as expected and your actual numbers are tend to be on the lower side. You tend to revise your guidance on the downward side. How should one look at your indicative guidances? Because it's a function of existing demand, function of new product sales, so and so forth. And this has been my observation since F22 now, sir. Given that even for this year you started with 2,000 crore of revenue guidance, which you were confident even in last quarter, and now we are looking at the lower end, so and so forth.
Anyway, go on. Sorry.
Yeah. This was my another question, sir. What is driving this? Is it driven by delay in launch of new products from your customer side or the issue is turning out with your existing products?
Okay. On the tonnage side, we had looked at numbers between 85,000-90,000 tons for the year.
Okay.
I think that should be held. We are on course for that.
Okay. Because at the beginning of the year or in Q4, you are very confident of 19, so you're indicating 90+ tons. What is driving this change? Is it the general slowdown or it is delay in uptake of new products from your OEM, from your customers? If you can elaborate.
To some extent it is basically what shall I say, market conditions and new products getting a little bit shifted out. We were always holding something in the region of 90,000 tons. See, when you are looking at from 60,000 tons a year back to 90,000 tons in 2 years' time, you're looking at 50% growth, and that is itself on top of 100% growth. So we need to be not in tonnage terms, at least in value terms. So we need to be this thing that when we are looking at larger numbers, I would say a little bit revision here and there is bound to happen.
Okay, thanks. Why? Because even last year we started with a view of 80,000 tons and gradually we reached 72,000 tons.
We reached 76,000. See, one second. We look at the numbers that we put out were numbers of the tonnage of production, and we have achieved 76,000 tons of production last year.
Okay, I was looking at sales numbers, so fair point.
Okay.
There is a disconnect. Okay.
Yeah, that's the reason. So this year we are looking at sales and at least production in the region of 85,000-90,000 tons.
Okay.
Sales will be maybe 5% this way, that way of that number.
Yeah, no, fair point, sir. 5-8% happens. I understand that.
Yeah.
The second question is on the margins front on per ton basis. How should we look at it? What will drive it to inch up? Is it operating leverage or it is also linked to the new products that you indicated over last two quarters will drive your product and profitability either at gross profit or at EBITDA level? Now we are at around 35,000 kind of level plus minus depending upon how cycles behave for you. What will drive your EBITDA per ton to inch up closer to 43,000 rupees and your gross profit per ton to move closer to 95,000 odd rupees on sustainable basis?
I would say my guarded outlook over here would be EBITDA in the region of 35K.
Okay.
What would push this up would be operating leverage and value-added products that we are launching. Both these would push it up.
Okay. Thank you. I'll come back for more questions then.
Sure. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshay Karwa from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, couple of questions from my side. Could you throw some color on the new products and launches that you may have in FY 2024? We in the last call remember that we are working on products for the passenger vehicle segment and the LCV segment, the multi-cylinder crankshafts and gear blanks. Any indicative order book on that or any what's the development stage, anything like that, sir? That will be my first question, sir.
Okay. Gearblank surpass cars have been slightly delayed, but they will go into production by end of Q2 of this year. So to some extent, there has been a 6-month kind of delay over there. But it's on, well on course, despite that. The other thing on crankshafts, we are reasonably on track.
Okay. Okay. So any indicative order book for that, sir? Any in the coming quarter, sir?
We are adding newer parts. Generally, we don't look at the disclose the product portfolio to that level of detail. But crankshafts is one of the key areas of our growth. No doubt about it.
Got it, sir. And secondly, sir, what about the development of PMSM motors that we were doing in the last quarter? We are doing 100 crore capex on that as well.
Yep.
So, where do we stand and how do we look at this business in the next 2 years? Like, so what sort of revenues are we looking at to clock in and so on, something like that, sir?
Okay. Very interesting question. We're looking, we've gone into a lot more tests and trials of new parts in the last few weeks. And in the next few weeks, many more parts will go into testing and if I can say fitment trial. So as these go on, we would expect next year definitely turnover in the region of 2 digits. And it could be anything from 15 to 50 crores.
Oh, perfect, sir. And sir, lastly, sir, just the revenue mix in this quarter. So how has that been in geographic as well as segmental mix, if you could just help out with that?
Sorry?
The revenue mix and the segmental mix, like in this, the revenue mix for quarter, like domestic and US, Europe, that break up. And the segment mix, if possible, sir, CV, passenger vehicle, if you can give us that break up.
Right. CV is 76%, and PV is about 12%. Off-highway is virtually the balance.
Got it, sir. That's all from my side, sir. Thank you, sir, and wish you all the best, sir.
Thank you. Region-wise, if we see, India continues to be at 65%. Europe and US closely at about 15% each, and balance is South America.
Got it, sir. Perfect, sir.
India? Yeah.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Abhishek from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. What is your CapEx guidance for FY24 and how much CapEx you have already done in first quarter?
We are targeting to invest close to 300 crores this year. In the first quarter, we have touched almost 48.9 something. So you can broadly take it as 50 crores.
So what would be the incremental benefit in FY24 because of this CapEx in terms of the margin or top line growth?
FY24 may not be significant, but in FY25, we would expect to go beyond the 2000 crore mark or at least challenge it in a significant way.
Okay, sir. And how is the current inventory situation in the export markets at the dealer level?
No clue on that right now, honestly. But we don't see any adverse news from customers.
Okay. And sir, on the EV side, your subsidiary Avinav Diesel is developing products for the powertrain, especially for the passenger vehicle and LCV. So what would be the timeline for launch of these products and what would be the opportunity size?
The timeline would be Q1. Onwards of FY25, and opportunity is really huge. Over a 7 to 10 year period, we see Rizal as a few thousands of crores of turnover.
So, have you received some SOP for that particular product, sir?
Sorry?
So, have you got some approval from the OEMs for these products?
Yeah, we have got approval from a couple of OEs and we are discussing, we are submitting samples, and we are at various stages of development with others. So it's inching along, but it's moving at a very positive direction.
And what would be the capex on this EV business for next 2 years?
Right now, next 12 months, we see something in the region of 75 to 100 in the electrical business. And depending upon the offtake, we might have to, I think more or less that should be enough. Maybe another 50 crores could get added. But right now, we don't have the visibility.
Okay. And my last question on the power and fuel cost that has gone up in this quarter, as you have mentioned in the last con call. So it has topped out, or it will continue to be at a higher side?
It has, I think, topped out.
Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Yeah. One other thing that we are also getting into is on the EV side. The EV powertrain consists of three parts: motor, gearbox, and controller. In the order of power flow, controller, gearbox, and motor. Controller, motor, and gearbox. I repeat, in the order of power flow, it will be the controller, then the motor, and then the gearbox. So while Abhinava Rizal had a head start in terms of motors, as we approach customers, we found that they needed a bundle. So we are discussing with various various actions have been taken to get started with our own controllers. So we expect our controllers to be at least in proto phase by Q1 of next year. That will certainly add a fillip, because there's nobody in India making controllers of that kilowatt capacity. Plus, we are also tying up with sources globally, and we will be getting our technology for our own technology for higher kilowatt controllers as well. So within the next 1 year, we would expect a lot of action on the controller space. On the gearbox side, technology is available within the country itself, and we have gotten into two models of gearboxes at proto level. We will have to look at productionizing them over the next 12 to 15 month period. So overall, Rizal is moving towards being a full service provider in terms of powertrains. And as we go on, we expect to add future products to Rizal's portfolio. Right now, it's too early to talk about all those. So we are focused on powertrains as they are, and these three components of the powertrain.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is on the line of Sanjaya Satpati from Ampersand Capital. Please go ahead.
Can you please explain why margin of your company has fallen to 17% this quarter compared to 18% last year, EBITDA margin?
Largely, raw material costs have been responsible. The higher base of raw material has resulted in a shrinkage in terms of numbers.
So your steel cost has gone up?
Increase in power cost. Yeah, increase in power cost. Both these have been responsible for our drop in margins. But we expect to bounce back. Steel prices are softening. So we expect to bounce back.
Okay. As far as you mentioned that exports is going to be
sluggish.
And you also said that Europe is now 65% of your sales. Is that correct?
No. I think you said me. India is 65% of our sales.
Okay. And how much is Europe now?
Europe is about 15%.
15%. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is something your growth, if at all, in the future will come because of the market recovery, or you will be able to add customers in those geographies?
Both.
Okay. And so last thing I just wanted to understand from you that the company has been doing a lot of capex and over the last couple, several years, and has been kind of negative free cash flow, and the debt level has been going up. So can we understand, and I guess see whether the debt level has peaked out and the deleveraging process will start sometime soon, or the debt level is going to keep on rising?
It won't, God willing, it shouldn't keep on rising. But as things stand today, we see debt levels going up in this year and in the next.
Okay.
And that should be kind of peak.
Okay. Okay.
Thereafter, we should be able to we'll be bringing down debt levels and also handle investments with internal generation.
And this year CapEx is 300 crore. Next year will be around similar number.
Around similar number, easily.
Understood. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Deepak, we can hear you.
Yeah, okay, sure. Sir, just I wanted to first understand this first quarter, what was the volume we did in this first quarter?
19,500 tons.
That's the sales volume, right?
Sales production also is very similar.
Sales and production is very similar.
Very similar, 100 tons of each other. Hardly was noted.
Understood. And in terms of your revenue mix, I mean, how do we see the distribution in terms of first half versus second half? I mean, how much percentage of your total revenue you do in first half and generally how much percentage in second half?
I wouldn't have a quick number for you, and maybe we'll work something out and revert back.
Okay, understood, fair enough. And thirdly, I just wanted to understand on your, I mean, at 35,000 EBITDA per ton, will it not be very difficult for you to achieve 19% margin? I mean, ideally, I thought that for to achieve 19% margin, your EBITDA per ton should be higher than 35,000 ton, maybe in the range of 36,000-37,000 ton.
We would have to push those numbers a little bit and tweak our costs around.
Okay, understood. And in terms of debt level, you mentioned that you expect debt level to go up in FY24 as well as in FY25, right? So, and FY25 will be a peak debt. So what sort of debt increase we are expecting each year?
This year, I would expect debt levels to go up by around 200 crores.
200.
Yep.
And what about FY25?
Another 100.
100 crores, another. Okay, fair enough. That's it from my side, sir. All the very best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Chirag Shah from White Pine. Please go ahead.
Yes, I hope I'm audible.
Yep.
Hello. Yeah. Sir, just one question. Sir, in the past, you had indicated that you have a very favorable interest rate given you use the opportunity to convert your interest rates as well as your currency translation. So when they come up for renegotiation and this new debt that you would be taking, are you getting similar opportunities given the current interest rates where they are? If you can elaborate, it would be helpful.
Very interesting question. And a very interesting one as well. So we see in the past, we have had the ability to bring down our capital costs by swapping rupee loans into forex. Now, interest rates abroad are at all-time high, so we will not be doing the conversions now. New loans will continue to be in rupees, and we will do synthetic swaps as and when rates are a little bit more amenable.
Okay. And sir, when does this old rate come up for renegotiation or rollover? Because at some point of time, the swap that you did, rupee to forex, would expire, right? So they would come up for renegotiation.
No. All that has been swapped out for the entire duration of the loan. We did not allow anything for the renegotiation. No chances were taken long back.
Okay, so
We simply went out for the entire tenors of those loans. Wherever we have covered, we've covered those to the No question of renegotiation on the refixing in terms of not renegotiation. I would say no question of refixing the rates or anything else for those loans.
Let me rephrase the question. So you had some 700 odd crores of overall outstanding, 750 odd crores of outstanding debt last year, broadly. I'm looking at gross number. I'm looking at gross number, including cash for that.
Okay.
So of that, there would be something would be term loan, something would be working capital loan. Working capital loan, I presume, would not be having those favorable terms, right? Because that it keeps on changing.
Correct.
Would be right way of looking at it?
Some way of looking at it, yes. Broadly, yes. But in India, rates haven't gone up too sharply for us.
Yeah.
So, working capital has been largely benign in terms of an increase. Okay, a couple of percentage points here and there.
So, sir, broadly last year, if I look at last year's balance sheet as of March, what would be the working capital loan for us and what would be this term loan?
Working capital, quick number. I'm not exactly having it in front of me, but quick number, Venkat, would be 200-230 crores.
Okay. So roughly
500
crores of term loan we have, right?
I'll also get my CFO to confirm the number. Venkat, sir?
No worries, sir. I was looking at broad number. It's fine. It could be 250 crores or so. It's fine. So the broader. So, sir, of this, say, broadly 500 crores of term loan, everything has been swapped to this low interest rate. And when do they mature? So when this term loan mature for us, either we repay it with cash or we replace it with new loans?
It will get repaid over the next 400 crores of gross debt we have as of the end of last year. And that continues for this quarter also, 430 crores.
Okay.
End of last year, 430 crores at the end of this quarter as well. So we would expect almost all of 300 crores to be repaid over the next 3 years, 24, 25, and 26.
Okay. 300 crores over 3 years. This is,
And what would happen over a period of time is that as we, the new loans that we take would get, what shall I say, swapped out into lower interest rate possibilities as and when the opportunities arise.
Okay. So this is helpful. And sir, just a clarification, how does this accounting work for you for mark-to-market? Is there any major mark-to-market that comes to you which gets adjusted against receivables or something like that?
I wouldn't know that specifically, but I can get back to you on that.
Sure.
However it works. Between our auditors and CFO, they handle it. Yeah, we'll get back to you on that.
Yes, sir. Sure. I would like to be in touch with you, sir. It would be helpful.
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Varun Arora. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yes, sir. So just one first clarification on Abhinav as well. So you said that rupees 8,000 crore turnover in the long term, that would be like 7 to 10 years, sir. Is that correct?
8,000 crore.
You said something like that. If I may, if I've just, you know, missed the information. So if you can just.
No. I didn't say 8,000. I don't know how you got the number. It's about a couple of thousands of crores, 1,000-2,000.
Couple of thousand, sir. Like 2,000 crores you're looking in the 7 to 10 years revenue from the Abhinav Rising.
1,000-2,000 crores. Yeah, 1,000-2,000 crores. Anywhere in that region.
Okay. Thank you. So on the margin front, so other expenses in the on the sequential basis went up by 130 basis points. So if you could give any color on the same, so what actually led to the, you know, on the higher side for the other expenses?
I thought other expenses were static compared to previous year. Venkat, we'll get back to you on that. We'll get back to you on that. I thought other expenses were static. When I had the board meeting 2 days back, that was the number that I read out. And let me just check it out.
No problem, sir. And what is the capacity utilization for now? I mean, for this quarter, and what is your target for the entire year?
Entire year, we expect to reach 85,000-90,000 tons.
So, sir, okay.
Okay. And on a capacity base, you can nominally take 120,000, 125,000 tons. So we should reach about 70,000-75,000.
Sure. That's all, sir. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for opportunity again. Sir, what is your volume growth target from the domestic market in FY24?
Sorry?
What is your volume growth target from the domestic market in FY24?
These numbers of 85,000 tons are factored in the domestic market as well. I don't have a split right now. Let me see if I can locate it, please. So I'm not able to give you the number. I'll get back to you. That's not an issue. Venkat, could you please note down your name is?
Abhishek Jain from Dolat Capital.
Abhishek from Dolat Capital. Just for 1 second. I think I have it. Yeah, we should do about 60,000 tons in the domestic market.
Okay. And what would be the ASP? Because the, in this quarter, we have seen that despite the increase in production quarter on quarter basis, revenue has gone down. So is there impact of the 8 to 10% because of the lower ASP in FY24?
I would say I would attribute it to product mix more than anything else. The prices haven't dropped as of now. Prices will drop only from Q2 onwards because only now steel mills have concluded with OEs. So that price reduction will start coming into play only from now. So it will be more due to product mix than otherwise.
Okay, sir. And what sort of the turnover you are targeting from the controller business? You had mentioned around 3,000 crores. It takes
1,000 to 2,000 crores for Abhinav Horizon over a period of, over a decade, 7 to 10 years time frame.
Okay, sir.
And that would include controllers as well.
And my last question is related with the non-automotive business. Many other players are very much aggressive in non-automotive business. They are winning business from the railway and other parts. They are going into the other space as well. So in aerospace and others. So just wanted to your plan for in non-automotive segment, sir.
We remain focused on auto.
Okay, sir. Thanks, sir.
We remain focused on auto. It's a... Let's focus right now.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Annamalai Jayaraj for his closing comments.
Sir, do you want to make any closing comments, sir, or shall we close the call?
Yeah, just this. We are, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time. So we are looking at positive growth in the months to come and ensure that we cross the 2,000 crore mark in the next year or two. So by FY25, we should be knocking on the doors of 2,000 crores and move the organization beyond. So as I said earlier, once as we've also looked at a stronger EV play than I do not know our peers, I would like to believe at least. So I would expect our EV play to be panning out in the years and months ahead. And over a period of time, we will be looking at other opportunities for growth. But right now, we remain focused on the forging space and the EV powertrain market, which is largely auto. In those markets also give us opportunities in other markets. As and when we have little bit more concrete plans, I will come back to you.
Thanks, sir. Operator can close the call.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you all, and wish you all a very happy Independence Day. 76 years of independence, and that's a great thing. So overall, definitely India is a great place to be right now. Thank you all. Jai Hind.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.